This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Somalia's government announced the end of a 7-hour deadly siege in the capital, Mogadishu, Sunday night. It left 9 people dead. Mohamed Nur Galal, a well-known retired general and former defense minister, was among those confirmed killed in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique. The hotel, located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu with the international airport, is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Police said all 4 Al-Shabaab militants who stormed the hotel were killed. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protests against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bicycles, shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo and outside federal buildings in the capital, Brasilia. Bolsonaro, who tested positive for the coronavirus last summer, has been routinely criticized by scientists and health experts for not enacting measures that would minimize the spread of the disease. Brazil has recorded the 2nd highest number of deaths and the 3rd highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world. This according to data from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. More than 224,000 Brazilians have died of the virus since the pandemic began. 2 weeks ago, Brazil approved Britain's AstraZeneca vaccine and China's CoronaVac for emergency use against the virus. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures of the ruling party have been detained in an early morning raid, according to a spokesman for the governing National League for Democracy. The move comes after days of escalating tensions between the civilian government and the powerful military. The tension stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army says was fraudulent. The spokesman told Reuters by phone that Aung San Suu Kyi, the president, and other leaders had all been taken in the early hours of the morning. He called for the people of Myanmar, quote, not to respond rashly. He exhorted them to, quote, act according to the law. The spokesman said he, too, expects to be detained. New clashes were reported Sunday between Kurdish forces and militias affiliated with the Syrian government in a major in northeastern Syria. The weekend fighting broke out in the city of Hasaka following a pro-Syrian government protest against Kurdish authorities. This according to a local source. Jindar Berekat, a reporter based in Hasaka, told VOA that 4 protesters were wounded in the clash and 1 died shortly afterward in the hospital. Local news media reported that militiamen affiliated with the government responded with an attack on a nearby checkpoint manned by Kurdish fighters, prompting a shootout between the 2 sides. Hasaka is largely under the control of U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, a military alliance composed of Kurdish fighters and other groups. It has been a major actor in the fight against Islamic State, the terror group. Pockets of the city, however, are controlled by the Syrian government forces and its affiliated militias. One such government-held area in Hasaka is the so-called Security Square. It's a small zone that hosts government headquarters. Captain Tom Moore, the 100-year-old World War II veteran who captivated the British public in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic with his fundraising efforts, has been hospitalized with COVID-19. His daughter Hannah Ingram Moore said in a statement posted on Twitter Sunday that her father has been admitted to Bedford Hospital because he needed additional help with his breathing. He became an emblem of hope in the early weeks of the pandemic when he walked 100 laps around his garden in England for the National Health Service to coincide with his 100th birthday. Instead of the £1,000 he's hoped to raise, he raised about £33 million, or $45 million. Best wishes have come in from around the country, including from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who said he had inspired the whole nation and wished him a full recovery. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.